in studio today, talking, continuing our real conversations about July 4th and going back to an earlier place in time. Jonah Stevens, he is a historian and is going to talk about Independence Day over at Historic Brattonsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is happening when?
Well, this, of course, is going to be on the 4th of July.
That was a trick question. Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
What's a fair one to ask? Some places do, as Fort Mill is showing us, that it's getting a jump start on the 4th of July. So it's always good to ask.
So if the right answer had been July 3rd, that would have been a trick question. Is that what you're saying?
I think you're fine to ask all your good questions.
Okay.
Because
July 4th.
Are yes, like with you.
Okay, good yes. deal.
All right, so it's July 4th from 10 to 4 at Historic Brattonsville. There is a new location, right, this year compared to where people might have gone in the past.
That is correct. And so, you know, we've held events up at Hightower Hall before in previous years. It's a little further up the road, but we're actually going to be hosting this year on the historic site. And so a lot of the activities are actually going to be happening on the 19th century side of our road by the large white homestead house. And so everything's going to be in 1850s. And so you're really going to get a feel for really what was us developing ourselves as Americans and really creating those traditions that we even continue to celebrate today. And some ones that we don't.
Well, tell us. What are some that we can look forward to learning about?
Well, of course, when you visit us, you're going to get to see a large group of staff and volunteers dressed in 18th and 19th century clothing. We're going to be doing cooking demonstrations. We're going to talk about the things like peach ice cream. The famous drink on 4th of July and during 1850 was actually eggnog, which we enjoy, of course, during Christmas time now, but more so, it was favored in the hot summer, which you would think
maybe because eggs needed to be used.
I would probably think so. But then, of course, we're also going to be doing the African American perspective, doing barbecue cooking demonstrations. We're going to have dancing, so people can come out and dress up and dance the Virginia Reel with us if they'd like to. And then, of course, we have a lot of wonderful farm animals. We have baby piglets and chickens out there right now. And we're going to be talking about the field work that actually would have been done. We've got our cotton and our corn coming up right now. So a lot of exciting things happening at Brattonsville.
And one of the highlights of this July 4th celebration at Historic Brattonsville is the reading of the Declaration of Independence. Mm.
Absolutely. And we've decided to do that twice this year. So that's going to happen at 12 and 3 o'clock. So if you miss it the first time, you'll be able to make it later in the afternoon.
You know what? I'm sure most people are familiar, obviously, with the Declaration of Independence, and you can skim it and read it on your own. But it is something to have someone read it, like the interpreters and the volunteers there at Historic Brattonsville, dressed in the clothing of that era. I mean, it really takes you back to when our country was just a pretty simple time that just celebrated what God gave you and what great things, the things happening in our country and celebrating what was great about America.
Absolutely. And, you know, the 4th of July was the biggest holiday other than George Washington's birthday. In 1850, those were the two biggest celebrated holidays, of us as Americans. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're just excited for people to come out and really get to experience something a little different this 4th of July than maybe what you're used to.
It's so easy to take things for granted, but when you have a chance to really realize that their life centered around survival. Mm-hmm. I mean, it centered around doing. You didn't have the conveniences that we have today. You really had to either make it yourself or use your imagination, for sure.
You're absolutely right.
And I love the fact that you've got food and learning the history behind certain foods. That's very relevant to, of course, the Southern culture as well.
Absolutely. And so we'll have, the all kinds of different foods out there talking about, the gentry, the elites like the Brattons. Historic Brattons was a wonderful place because we call it 100 years of history there from the American Revolution with, of course, Colonel Bratton talking about, our other upcoming event, Huck's Defeat, that'll be happening July 13th and 14th. We have a huge American Revolutionary War battle that happened right in our backyard, one that changed the tide of the American Revolution. And so, of course, we're going to be highlighting that as well, talking about just the amazing history of our site and trying to make it relevant to the people of York County.
And can you elaborate, Jonah, with the dance that will be on display, the kind of dancing? Because as we were learning earlier, this was truly one of the few times that the community would get together and people would meet, you know, maybe the potential husband or wife.
Before Tinder. Yes. Before you could swipe left or swipe right, you danced left and swayed right.
Absolutely. You know, and it's exactly how it was. You know, young and old, everyone would get together. And it was a social event. And mm-hmm. so yeah, this was one of the few opportunities that you really got to meet all those people from your local community. And like you said, you can meet your lucky spouse of the future at one of these wonderful dances and events. 4th of July was something that people looked forward to the entire year round, much like we do today. And we're just excited for people to come and experience it 1850 style.
Well, to your point, that's great. I mean, we, as we've learned so far this morning, there are so many modern celebrations of the 4th of July, which mm-hmm. is really great. But it's also good to see back at a simpler time, again, at the beginning of our country and what that was like, and especially how they celebrated it here. I mean, we're all part of the South, but how we celebrated at historic Brattonsville is a little different than maybe another community or city in the state of South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
absolutely
pretty amazing to see some of the traditions right here in our own backyard.
Now, you will still get to see plenty of explosions going off. We are going to have plenty of gunfire. So that was fairly popular with people in the 1850s. They love shooting off their guns.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed since 2019, that's
exactly.
for sure.
That's great. And this is going on at 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock?
Absolutely. And so if you've got something planned that you want to do earlier in the day, like I said, from 10 to 4 o'clock, you're going to see people in kit, in clothing there, and, of course, celebrating just like we would have in the 19th century.
And, again, normally it would take place at the Bratton House, correct? And now it's going to be at the main house.
Yes. It used to take place at the Hightower Hall.
Yes, that's
just
what it
up
is.
The road.
Sorry.
And so now it's going to be taking place at the normal okay. course location at the Visitor Center.
Just look for a lot of people on July 4th. And
absolutely.
That's where you should go. And again, the same admission fees are applied. There are different stages based on how old you are, and it's free for culture and heritage museum members. And picnic baskets are welcomed as well.
Yes.
All right, but bring some cash because there'll be some other goodies there that you can sample. Jonah Stevens is again with Historic Brattonsville. Independence Day at Historic Brattonsville, Thursday, July 4th from 10 to 4. Jonah, thank you so much, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun, that's for sure.